This hour of the Armed American Radio podcast is being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. This incredible organization is doing the behind-the-scenes work on behalf of our Second Amendment freedoms, filing the lawsuits around the nation that defend against the incredible withering assault on our constitutional right to bear arms. If it weren't for the Second Amendment Foundation and the incredible work they do, the landscape of our gun rights in this country would be vastly different. Visit them and help us defend freedom from the Bloomberg machine that is dumping millions into the effort to strip you of your rights. Visit the Second Amendment Foundation at saf.org. That's saf.org. Now is the time. We need your help. saf.org to do your part fighting for the freedoms that we enjoy today. Enjoy the program, and I'll see you on the radio.
Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
The Crossbreed Holster Studios have taken a little turn and went west today. Welcome to the program. It is an honor to be here with you today, filling your prescription for freedom, wherever you happen to be, from those toasty beaches of Florida or those crab fishing vessels in Alaska and every state in between. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the program. A huge lineup today. We're going to continue it. The last hour of the program just flew right by. This one is sure to do the same thing, so we're going to jump right in. Sitting here in the studio with me, in the Crossbreed Holster studio with me in beautiful Scottsdale, Arizona, is Bob Blackmer. And, Bob, we've been teasing you here that we're going to go to you. So welcome to the Crossbreed Holster studios. We're going to go to you right now. This is fun stuff because you are what?
A deputy marshal for the city of Tombstone, Arizona.
Now, how cool is that? You got some great company.
Yeah, yeah. I'm actually in a job that Wyatt Earp had 140 years ago.
Isn't that cool? Isn't that cool? Wyatt Earp had that job. Virgil Earp worked at the his brother Morgan Earp worked there. What other famous names went through that office? Any idea?
Virgil Earp and his Virgil Earp being the marshal, and then his brothers Wyatt and Morgan being the deputy marshals. The only ones I'm aware of.
And they got out there in the late 1870s. And left. There's a lot of the movies kind of mess up the dates of Tombstone. For example, the Birdcage Theater, and you look at some of those movies. The Birdcage Theater was actually built. It has the date up on top of the theater.
Yeah.
Of 1881, the gunfight at the OK Corral occurred October 26, 1881. The Earps left not long after that, and a lot of really cool stuff happened for years after that. But
yeah, and the Birdcage Theater is one of the, because of a number of fires they had around 1881, 1882, it's actually one of the few buildings, largely because of the structure of the building, that's actually still around in modern days that was back in the 1800s.
Yeah, but that town burned, if I'm not mistaken, at least three times.
Yeah.
And the reason it did, of course, it was wooden structure. And they'd actually have what do they call it, the water line, mm-hmm. where they would pass buckets of water. Of course, they didn't have fire hydrants, they didn't have fire trucks, and come flying down the street. So what they would do is they would pass buckets of water down the line, and the fire spread very, very quickly back in those times.
Yeah, and I believe, if I remember correctly, after the second big fire that destroyed like most of the town, then they finally got up and got some kind of a system better that worked better. Then the bucket things, which in the third fire helped really cut down the damage that was done to most of the buildings.
And a lot of people don't realize, too, that this is such a great conversation to have. Tombstone is one of the coolest places in the world. If you've never been there, why? I mean, go see it. It's a living part of, I think, really the only left, living, breathing, Old West town, about 2,600 residents in Tombstone, some give or take, because between 2,000 and 3,000 residents. With a history, who have been there from day one since the town was founded by Ed Shifflin, right? And people say, where did they get the? Why do you get the name Tombstone? For that, and it's a fantastic story. Do you know the story where the name Tombstone came from?
Tombstone comes from Tombstone.
No. We're going to educate Alan.
Oh, please.
Ed Shifflin used to leave what is now still Fort Huachuca.
Yes.
Right? Uh-huh. Where you had the Apache Indians out there were roaming around, and they were largely seen as savages at that time, right? And Ed Shifflin used to go out into what was unfriendly territory searching for that silver mine, that ore mine, or that gold mine out there. And one day, the legend has it, and it is a true story. You can go back and look it up. Don't take it from me. You can actually see this in the old courthouse, the 1882 courthouse in downtown Tombstone, where the history and all of his, he had all of his bags and all of his mining tools, and his firearms are still there. His boots are all there. He was seen walking out of there. He'd go out late at night and come back 2-3 days later sometimes, and one of the guards asked him, "Where do you go out there? What are you doing?" And he said he was looking to go find his fortune, and one of the guards told him, "The only thing you're going to find out there is your tombstone." And when he made his first strike, he named that strike the Tombstone Mine, and that became what grew into the actual city of Tombstone, Arizona, that hit a population of up over 15,000 people at its peak. People literally thought it was going to grow into the next San Francisco because the ore, the veins that were struck out there. He was a very wealthy man, and if you look back at the numbers, I believe it was about $30 million then. Is what that strike was worth in the 1870s. Now, you think about what $30 million is worth today. We could use that money in the fight against Bloomberg, couldn't we?
Yeah. Yeah.
I had no idea you were that much of a history buff. For me, a trip to Tombstone is the drive through open Arizona desert.
Beautiful drive.
Which is one of the most gorgeous things possible, to a town that springs up out of nothing.
Literally out of nowhere.
You're driving through open, gorgeous Sonoran desert, and then there's a town, and if you've never been to Arizona and you don't know what an Arizona town looks like, this is a town.
Well, you can see, coming back, I think one of the prettiest drives I've ever taken is south of Florence, and I believe it is 77, the Cactus, that national park through that.
It's
just absolutely beautiful. If you've never been, wherever you are, take the trip. But don't fly, you know, like the Tucson listeners, KVOI, you're tuned in right now. I'm not knocking you, but the drive from Phoenix down is so beautiful through Tucson. They get to stop in Tucson, spend some money, spend the night, have a great Mexican meal, and there's so many fantastic restaurants. But that drive down from Phoenix
Tucson
down to Tucson and then down to Tombstone is just absolutely beautiful. And you make the drive from the Phoenix area, what, about once a month? To do
at
the
least
drive?
Once or twice a month, yeah. And what a lot of people don't realize, too, and I didn't realize until I started going down there for the get hired on, was that Tombstone is actually at 4,500 feet above sea level.
Correct.
The Phoenix area is 1,200 feet. Right. So that turns out to about a 10 to maybe 15 degrees cooler than the Phoenix area. So it's, you know, high desert, which makes it you get more rainfall. So there's more, there's at least a little bit more of, you know, growth with of vegetation, but it also makes it more beautiful than the, you know, than the Phoenix area. So that higher elevation with a little bit more rainfall actually adds to the scenery.
Yeah, and it is very, very comfortable. I used to like to get out there in February a lot. It's very cool. It will drop down into the 40s at night, and it'll hit the 60s or 70s, maybe the high 50s during the day. But that's perfect weather to go out with my duster, my hat, my spurs, my boots, and literally walk that old street and the history that it brings back. I'm a history buff. I'm the type of guy who, when I go to Gettysburg, I can close my eyes and hear the battle.
Yeah.
I'm the history guy. I mean, I can feel it. I look out at the Devil's Den from the top of Little Round Top, and I think, that's where that picture was taken of that famous Gettysburg photo of the Confederate troop laying in the Devil's Den dead, and you're looking right at the rock. The formation hasn't changed. That's where it happened. I'm standing here, and this is a part of American history, and you can feel it. It changed the direction of the country. Tombstone, that Western history, did this, not quite as impact as the Civil War did at that time, but the history of the gun, the history of Tombstone, Arizona, as settlers were moving west, is to be there and see it, to walk into the Birdcage Theater. Everything in there, it is the only building, as you said, that is intact, the original bar. When you sit at the Crystal Palace, you watch the movie Tombstone, or you see Wyatt Earp, you walk into these legendary places, and they are rebuilt because they burned down a couple times over years. But back in the 50s, they turned it into the, you know what, the modern weird-looking type of diner is what the Crystal Palace was, right?
Yeah, and what's odd is that you can walk into the Crystal Palace, and most of the decor is still set up in the Old West, but then they have that projector screen, projector size screen with a tombstone plan on there, and then you kind of look a little to the left, and then you see a flat screen TV hanging there that has ESPN going on. And then a little further to the left is you see the flat screen monitors that the servers use to put in the orders that they take from the customers. Right. But then it's a little bit of a mix there of modern versus, you know, 19th century.
Well, what's fascinating about it is you can go back and look at the photographs and see the old miners lined up against that bar. The spittoons all over the place, their feet up. And these are photographs taken, you know, the tin types from the 1870s up into 1881, 82, sometimes somewhere thereabouts. But legend has it that bar, the bar back there is beautiful, the old mahogany bar. Yeah. Legend has it that that bar, when it was sold many, many, many years ago, the original bar itself, which in and of itself was a piece of American artwork, was taken down to Mexico. It's been lost since. But there were photographs of it, and what's in there now is an exact hand-carved replica of the bar from the 1880s. The copper roof on top is still intact. There's a number of pieces. You can still see the bullet holes in the copper roof on top. And then you've got a lot of the faro tables that were actual pieces that are still now, and I believe they're up on the wall, of the Crystal Palace. But a tremendous amount of history. And then you've got, of course, the OK Corral, which is not where the gunfight occurred, but that's where people knew it was. That was it occurred at the photography studio behind it. But well, you know, when we come back, let's get into a provocative conversation. Gun control in the 1870s. Mm-hmm. The antis like to use mm-hmm. that against us, don't they? Mm-hmm. Because Virgil Earp did what? You can. Nobody's saying you can't own a gun. Heck, nobody's saying you can't carry a gun. We're just saying you can't carry a gun in town. Yep. When we come back, we'll discuss that. It was an utter failure. There's a hint. Back right after this.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you'll meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com. Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking indoors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in .22 short, .22 long rifle, and .22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The .22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hear previous broadcasts of Armed American Radio and join the blog discussion at armedamericanradio.com or on Facebook at Armed American Radio. Here again, Mark Walters.
The roundtable discussion in the Crossbreed Holster Studios in Scottsdale, Arizona continues. We go back to Bob Blackmer. We talked, we teased that gun control back in the 18th. Oh, Sammy Hagar. Sean, turn that down. I want to turn it up. I can't help it. See, he does it. You know, gun control was instituted back in the old Western towns as a attempt to control. It was a vastly different environment then than modern times today.
Yeah, very much a lawlessness there, and a lot of the people back then didn't have respect for the sheriffs, and they had the law enforcement generally, oftentimes being just one or two people, had to kind of try to even just finagle some of the leaders of the lawless groups. And
well, you had such. You can watch some. There's a lot of truth to the movies. You had a lot of thieves. You had cattle rustlers. You had thieves coming up from the border, that type of thing. Not just in Tombstone, but in a lot of Western towns. Had a lot of that problem in Dodge. You had a lot of cattle rustlers and so forth. They instituted gun control. But here's the thing that they don't like to tell you, that gun control, Alan Corwin, then, like today, was an utter massive failure.
Yep.
It was proven false. And you, Chris, jump on in here, would you please?
They selectively enforced it, and it was enforced against Negroes, Mexicans, and cowboys.
Ah, you mean there's a racist aspect of gun control in the Old West too?
In the Old West, racism. Yes.
Wow, isn't it? Alan, you have to laugh at that. It goes right back again to the Jim Crow. The same thing we saw in the South. Prior, just after, and particularly after the Civil War, we saw that, again, the roots of gun control are ugly.
Let's look at the bigger picture here. There's always been a struggle between the law-abiding and the lawless. People want to live their lives in peace and freedom and have a safe society. How do you do that? Do you do that by trying to disarm the criminals? Sure, that seems to make sense. Do you do it by disarming the honest people? Well, there's been an attempt to do that, but that is irrational and idiotic. If you take the guns away from the four people sitting here at the table, all you do is make the innocent helpless. That gets you nowhere, and that's corrupt and immoral and a very bad idea. I say disarm everybody, criminals first. Why don't we do that? Well, the anti-rights people don't get that. They want to disarm everybody, starting with the innocent, and they leave the criminals alone.
But they're already disarmed. They're not allowed to have guns.
Yeah, well, Chris Knox gets it. And we've passed all those laws. I wrote Gun Laws of America. All the federal laws disarm the criminals, but it doesn't work. So in Tombstone, they said no guns allowed in town, and the criminals might turn in their guns, might not turn in their guns. They'd be subject to arrest. And then we get down to the real problem, which I faced when Amber was here, and I faced with other people. In fact, my wife had a Pilates student here today who was, she described herself as totally anti-gun. She's actually anti-rights. She thinks all the guns should be taken away. Well, we should take away all the guns from the criminals, but the problem is law enforcement, not law. How do you enforce that? How do you get the guns away from the criminals?
Well,
let's
you do
register
that,
all the bad guys.
You do that the way they're doing that in Connecticut. Now, I'm being facetious. That Connecticut passed the phony feel-good. I don't know of any other way. This was feel-good legislation to pander to a very unpopular, less than 40% president who the Democrats don't want anywhere near him during the midterm elections.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
Isn't that funny? That's a whole different discussion. But to pander after Newtown to what they thought was going to be their opportunity, their one opportunity to capitalize on that horrifying tragedy, as they are so prone to do.
Dance in the blood
Dancing
of the victims. That was
a
Neil Knoxism.
Yeah, absolutely it was. In the shades of your dad again, and it's in the book. But we're facing that in Connecticut. Now, pass the law. What do we do to enforce the law? Great point. Well articulated. They're not enforcing it. And here we are today. You've got civil rights groups. You've got the Connecticut gun pro rights organizations. The Connecticut begging. Enforce it. Let's go. Bring it on. Start putting the 500,000 people who we believe are disobeying your law in jail. It's patently absurd. They can't, and we're seeing now. Let's just hope this goes away.
Well, they've got the same compliance rates in Connecticut that are estimated in California. California passed an assault weapon quote ban back in the early 90s, and it has not nearly as many. Nearly as many guns were registered. I don't know how that happened. They just must have underestimated how many guns are out there.
Liberalism is a mental disorder. They figure if they pass a law that says criminals can't have guns, that the criminals will give up their guns.
Just like they give
work.
Up marijuana, robbing, killing, raping.
You know,
looting.
If everybody gave up all their guns, how would you stop the maniacs?
Your father touches in one of his columns.
You mean Neil Knox?
Neil Knox, excuse me, thank you. Your father,
sure.
Neil Knox, talks about that and the 20%. And I'll find the quote from the chapter. And when we come back from a break, I'll read that because, again, very prophetic stuff from your dad. That is consequential to today's modern gun control attacks against our freedoms. And we're seeing it in Connecticut, so that was a great point. Bob, what kind of gun crime is there in Tombstone?
Virtually none.
So what is your job like? What do you do down there as a deputy marshal?
What's the deputy do?
Deputy marshal is like any other police officer for any other town.
No, it's not. No other deputy gives me a badge, a patch that says Tombstone.
You're the deputy
marshal on it. That's the Tombstone. Real deal. I put it on the Armed American Radio Facebook page, and I went, look at that. How cool is that? That's the real deal.
Maybe you're subject to the media myth and distortion. So you think Tombstone is this pariah or monument to something because you've seen it on TV. Bob, your job as a deputy marshal, you're practically a tour guide sometimes, I'll bet.
Not so much. Usually we're either in our patrol cars, maybe responding to a call for service.
What kind of
service?
Do
you ride a horse down there?
No, we don't ride.
Do you wear a cowboy hat?
Don't wear a cowboy hat.
What kind of call for service?
Not currently. My duty belt has everything, including a taser gun and a Glock 17.
She wore a Glock 17, and she looked really mean, and the way she shot was way beyond compare. Oh, she wouldn't carry another gun with bad guys standing there.
It's a little hard to do without guitars. That's the Cartridge Family live on the Armed American Radio Network.
Sounds like it.
You guys were 30 seconds late. Take us into the break with another one. Go.
Well, tell me what kind of calls you get.
We get drunk and disorderly. There's a fair amount of a drug problem down there. We have some people that are just not right in the head, causing miscellaneous problems, false claims, in a sense, filing false police reports.
Have you had any shootings?
There was a murder that was drug involved, as in everyone involved was on meth.
Meth.
A couple months ago.
Meth. So can you get some good meth?
Can I?
Yeah, or crack?
Someone
How about weed? Can you get, like, good weed?
I know who the players are, but...
But that's against the law.
Sure, it's against the law.
Well, it's illegal, so how can they have any?
Close to the border. Armed American Radio continues. That was great stuff from the Cartridge family. Back right after this.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, never duplicated.
Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I love that reintro. That is the coolest thing in the world. We're having a great time this hour. We're talking a little Arizona-centric stuff, the history, some tombstone stuff. That's really cool. Take a break. We still tie in. How sad is it that we can tie in gun control back to the 1870s and but yet prove it as an utter failure then?
Well, like you said, some of the best stuff happens off air. The anti-rights people will do anything to move their agenda forward. And I suppose the pro-rights people will too, because freedom is an endless struggle. They'll try and use the IRPs effort at gun control to bring peace and freedom to Tombstone in lawless days. And it doesn't make sense because it didn't work. It was a dastardly attempt to curtail our freedoms to stop lawlessness. And it's a condemnation also of libertarianism, because here was a town that was lawless, mm-hmm. and so it was crime-ridden. And unfortunately, without ordered liberty, a phrase that libertarians don't particularly like, without ordered liberty, you have chaos and anarchy, and you have crime, and you don't have what we have today. We're sitting in a living room in a studio-like environment here, or whatever you call this place where the Crossbreed Holsters studio is, and it's peaceful. The more guns you have, the more peaceful it is. The anti-rights people who hate all the guns love the freedom they have, love being able to drive down the streets.
They depend on it.
They depend on it. They go to the supermarket, and it's wonderful.
Okay, again, I have to point this out. That's why Amber's voice was so fresh to hear. When moms are being used by this phony shill group, literally a cyberspace-created Facebook page,
right.
who can only muster 3 to 4 people to show up because they are not a movement, as you said.
Right.
And a real mom sits here and talks about taking her family's self-defense, personal defense, seriously. This is a mom who lives this life, and what an insult it was, as she said. Those weren't my words. But she took it as an insult that this group would try to include her.
Yeah.
Try to represent her is the word I'm looking for, that they would include her in their, whatever it is they're trying to do. It's a slap in the face to millions of law-abiding, good, responsible, law-abiding Americans. Many of them are women. Many of them are women. So,
and they don't represent her.
They don't represent her. They don't represent the mainstream thought process. It's the media buy again. Why I want to go back into that.
She carries her gun. She doesn't hurt anybody. She keeps things safer. In an emergency, she can defend herself. She hasn't needed it. Probably won't need it. And everything's okay. And they want to take her gun away. It makes no sense.
She did point out, I asked her, it didn't jump out of her pocketbook. It didn't.
That was great. That little soliloquy was really, really sweet.
All right, back to you. You were talking about drug problems. We were kidding around about that. It's a very serious problem, and it's a very serious problem in that area of the country as you get closer and closer down to the Mexican border. Now, Lord knows there are issues down there between Tombstone and Bisbee and so forth. Are you seeing that immigration problem fall up through Tombstone now?
Well, not exactly, because with Tombstone being so small, there's not really much of a reason for any of the, say, drug mules to really stop there.
So it's not, you wouldn't consider that area up from Bisbee a corridor?
Not that I've seen, you know, coming through the city. It takes you like 3 minutes to drive through, you know, what's essentially Highway 80, right. which cuts through on Fremont Street in Tombstone. You're just talking a matter of a few minutes.
Well, you've got crossing at Naco down there, which, and I've walked across that border many, many times, which is now a very dangerous crossing area that, I can remember when it was. I've walked across that border myself, unarmed. It's going into Mexico and crossed that border. And I, you know, 2-3 years later when the drug wars erupted, that became a very, very dangerous 50-mile stretch there.
You bring up a really key point in this. You can't bring a gun into Mexico.
Right.
You can't have a gun into Mexico. And how safe is Mexico? Totally not safe.
Where do you most need a gun?
Yeah.
Mexico.
You can go back. If you want a gun-free society, that's easy. Go back in time to before guns. And how safe was that? You had swords. You had Vlad the Impaler. You had Julius. Right, Vlad the Impaler. You had Julius Caesar, Genghis Khan.
Vlad the Impaler, wasn't that? Didn't Dracula. That wind up being Dracula?
Oh,
or
read
like
about
that,
that guy. Dracula. It was horrible. That's when you really needed a gun. So you can imagine a gunless society. It's easy. You go back to before gunpowder. You really needed a gun back then. And now we have all these guns, and you can go into Safeway and Fry's and whatever supermarket you have wherever you are, and things are enormously safe because of all the guns. The antis don't get it. Liberalism is a mental disorder. They don't understand it. They don't get it. And like Amber said, she takes a student out. They learn how to shoot, and the first thing they say is, can I have more ammo? That was fun. What do I need to do to buy a gun? They can go to gunlaws.com and get our book, Your First Gun, and learn about what it's about, answer the social questions, get a book on the gun laws for their state, get educated, and the big question, why don't we teach gun safety in schools? Why don't we educate people and instead keep them in the dark? And the answer is, if you're in the dark and you're ignorant, you'll follow by the nose what the government tells you and rely on them for your safety. And when they say, we should just take all the guns away, they should just take all the guns away. Who is they? They is the government. And this is about control. And it is so dangerous to be ignorant on this subject. It's just terrible. Send your friends to gunlaws.com. Send them to the firearmscoalition.org. Send them to Mark Walter's website. Tell your friends to listen to this sort of thing. Join any gun rights group you want and learn what's going on. To be ignorant about this is to risk freedom for the planet.
Well, you know, that's, boy, I could really, I could get into a conversation about media about this ignorance. When you're ignorant about this, you're getting your information from a rabidly biased source, the media. And I've got to go back to the to George Zimmerman here for just a second, because I cannot help myself with this. I had you know, the interview scheduled on the 19th with George. I sat down and met with George. I've spoken to him many times, and as I've gotten to know George, I know George better than 99.9% of Americans who have never spoken to him. And I saw a lot of, you know, a lot of people very passionate about how they feel about the Zimmerman self-defense case, and that's fine. But every one of them, unless they've met the man, has had their opinions formed by what they've
the
read
media.
Or what they've heard. Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's the case for most of us. We could make that argument with just about anything. However, in this case, a human being has been one was shot, and another one's life is destroyed. Mm-hmm. And the mainstream media took one side of this issue and used it to their advantage for ratings, and in the process destroyed a human being's life and his family's, his extended family as well.
Yep.
These people are literally on the run. Okay. What bothered me about that, Alan, and we've had this conversation, it's an intense conversation, was when pro-gun people, because I was interviewed after that when the press release came out.
You're talking about pro-rights people.
Pro-rights people. When the pro-rights people came to me and said, hey, we'd like to talk to you about your upcoming interview with Zimmerman. I said, sure, let's go. And he said, well, first question was, we've known George Zimmerman now for over 2 years, and I have to ask why you would want to bring a lot of gun on. And I said, stop, right there. Have you met him? And he said, who? I said, have you met George Zimmerman? He said, no, I have not. I said, okay, have you spoken to him? Have you talked to him on the phone? He said, no, I'm not. Where are you going with this? I said, how do you know George Zimmerman? You just, 45 seconds, we're getting ready to take a break. I'll leave you guys to take us into that break right now.
Well, finish your thought.
No, I can't. We don't have enough time. When we come back, I want the Cartridge family to take us in. I'll finish my thought about Zimmerman. 1, 2, 3, go.
Oh, that'll be the day when you take our guns. That'll be the day when you make us run. You say it's for the children, but you know that ain't right. No, that'll be the day when we fight. That'll be the day when we fight. That'll be the day when we fight.
Malone,
wow.
LaVey.
And you know what that means.
Yeah, come and get them.
Come and get them. And I'm glad Sean gave us that break. I wanted you guys to sing that out. It was perfect timing. When we come back, I'll finish my thought. There just wasn't enough time before the break. But gun owners, I want you to think about this as we go into the break. You've got some homework to do in about 4 minutes. Think about it. Are you letting that mainstream media shape your opinion? Back.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
You're at 23 Mabry, miss?
Yes! I told you on my last call. They're in my house. Where are you guys?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios here in beautiful Scottsdale, Arizona. I want to get my thought out. I apologize. We ran out of time. I get a little passionate about the media conversation. And I can't think of a better example than the one that occurred to me that I lived through, and that was the Zimmerman example. This is not about, I want to make it clear, this isn't about Zimmerman and the Zimmerman case, the self-defense case. What this is about is how we allow the mainstream media to form our opinions. And I can't stress enough that this was a prime example of that. let me finish, then I'll turn it over to you, Alan. And that was that we as gun owners are discriminated against by the mainstream media day in and day out. There's no other group that I can think of that understands the bias that we face from the mainstream press than gun owners. They are decidedly anti-gun, as we've been talking about here on the show, and as you so eloquently mentioned at the VCDL meeting. Why would we as gun owners then, when I got interviewed by this guy, where did he form his opinion? We've known George Zimmerman, he said, for 2 years. I had to stop him. Do you know him? Have you met him? Have you spoken to him? No, 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 no. Then you let the anti-gun media form your opinion about a man you've never heard from.
Right.
And as gun owners, we need to be very, very careful. I want you to think about your own life. Go look in the mirror after this program and think about some of the things you've did. You ever try drugs when you were in college? Huh? You ever been through a nasty divorce? That ever happened to you? Think what the mainstream media could do to you if they were hell-bent on your utter destruction. Alan, go ahead.
If it's in the news and it's about guns, the chances are it is 100% wrong and Zimmerman's the perfect example. I'm going to prove that to you right now, Mark, visually and in audio. They said Zimmerman was armed with nothing but iced tea. Remember that? All he had was a can of iced tea. Here's what he had. It's from the evidence locker. It's a can of watermelon juice. Arizona vitamin C fortified watermelon fruit juice cocktail.
Let the evidence show that Alan is actually holding up the can.
I have a can here of Arizona watermelon juice. They are so biased and so racist, they couldn't say a black guy had a can of watermelon juice, so they said he had a can of iced tea. It's 100% wrong. Anderson Cooper on CNN, with a picture of this in the evidence bag in the background visual, said all he had was iced tea. He had watermelon juice, a black guy with watermelon juice. So they changed it and said, well, it's the Arizona Iced Tea Company. No, it says it right here on the can. It's the Arizona Beverage Company from Westbury, New York. There's no iced tea. It's watermelon juice. That's how accurate the George Zimmerman self-defense trial was, not the Trayvon Martin murder trial that they kept talking about. It was a 6-0 jury for acquittal. It was 2 federal civil rights investigations that found nothing. This is what the news media gives you. And this is what reality is. I'll hold it up to the microphone so all your listeners can see it.
It is there. Let the evidence show.
It's a can of watermelon juice.
It is there. And you're absolutely correct. We've discussed that
They're
on this
racist.
Program before.
They are racist. It's watermelon juice.
They can't
juice.
Be. They're liberal progressives. They can't be racist, Alan.
They are. Don't use sarcasm to get around political correctness. That makes it stronger. They
Explain,
are bigots.
Please.
They are bigots. They are racist.
So in other words, call them what they are.
They are bigots and racist, and they wouldn't call a black guy with watermelon juice, so they call it iced tea. They lie right to your face.
Sean, down in Dallas, Texas, I want you to jump in this conversation for a moment. This is something that you and I have talked about both on air and off air.
Yes.
Your position on this, what oh, Alan just said.
On what? I'm sorry. Someone came in.
On the media being racist.
Oh yes. No. It. You know what? It's not that they're racist. It's that they know what buttons to push so other people who are racist can get started.
Okay. You're wrong. Al Sharpton is racist.
Oh well, exactly.
Anderson Cooper is racist. Wolf Blitzer is racist. They knew it was watermelon juice.
Oh, absolutely.
They knew he was black, and so they said it was iced tea. They lied. Well, because they can't handle their own racism.
Well, there was
that's a great point.
There was a whole bunch of stuff, because I watched MSNBC at the time, and there was a whole bunch of misinformation on a lot of that stuff. Everything.
Well, and that goes back to my original point about the whole thing, that we as gun owners who are victims of this incredible hatred and bias in the media need to be very, very cautious when we form opinions in situations like this from people that we've never spoken to. When we carry a gun for a living, this is very important information, ladies and gentlemen. When you carry a gun, and it's not for a living like you do, Deputy Tombstone, Deputy Marshal, okay? When a civilian is carrying that firearm, Chris, as you do, as Amber does, and as you mentioned, you wrote a book about it, After You Shoot. What can happen to you when you look at what happened to the Zimmerman to Zimmerman in this instance, and we allow this mainstream media to formulate these opinions? We are here's how I'll phrase it. When we allow them to do that, they win and we lose.
We don't allow them to do it. We absorb it because they do it.
That's why we've got to be smarter than that.
Yeah.
As we can. Don't use sarcasm. Admit it and take it for what it is. If it's in the news and it's about guns, it's typically 100% wrong. We had 500 people go to lunch, everybody armed, openly armed, and nothing happened. That's how it works.
And you know what? I've been to, as I said, about the governor signing the bill, 500-plus people armed. The Georgia carry, 500. This is, we know this.
And the governor made it out alive.
We know this. And yet again, this is evidence of the censorship in the press. This is very dangerous. We're coming up in an election. Gun control is an issue in many of these races. You've got to pay attention. I'm going to tell you something funny about the mainstream media. I have to.
I want to hear it.
This morning on Fox News, I couldn't believe it. I wake up. I'm on a little goofy time change shift here, right? About 3 hours behind. You get up early. Well, I didn't realize that the Fox and Friends stuff is on much earlier here than it is on the East Coast. I was watching it, and I can't remember the guy's name on the weekend that does the Fox and Friends thing in the morning. He's the Apple guy that loves all the Apple products. And they have a little video come up about orange juice, and you see a little kid drinking orange juice through the straw. And he says, a new study out about the dangers of orange juice. Put it down. We'll tell you about it when we come back on Fox and Friends, and they go to a commercial. I'm like, oh, here we go. Orange juice is bad for us now. They come back. They finally get to the segment about orange juice. You know how they tease you and let it go for a while. They finally get to the segment about OJ, and they're standing outside cooking. And it's some goofy Norwegian scientist who finds that if you drink too much orange juice, your blood pressure goes high. Well, guess what? Don't drink it, they said. Be careful. Watch out. The sugar makes your blood pressure go up as they're cooking sausages in Angry Orchard alcoholic cider and drinking it in the morning. I'll stick with the orange juice, and I'll believe orange juice is better for you than the alcohol-infused orchard cider that's loaded with sugar. Chalk another one up to the mainstream media. They did get an email from old Mark A. of Armed American Radio. I can tell you that. I can't thank you guys enough. Crossbreed Holster
Great
Studio
show, Mark.
Here in Scottsdale, Arizona. Chris Knox, fantastic. Alan
thank
Corwin
you.
Experience as usual. Bob, great to have you here. Amber, Cuno, everybody else that was here today, thank you so much. Great to have you here. All the VCDL folks, a pleasure. Armed American Radio will be back next week. Carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now, baby, like a dog in heat. Tell us me by the camera now, baby.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com, armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.